I don't know what announcements to make today. Maybe we should just update you, though, on Margaret Roberts.
Yeah.
Margaret was the first ESL teacher at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. And she fell a week and a half ago and broke her right arm. Mm-hmm. And then she had an accident the next day and she damaged it again. So she's been in hospital for over a week and will be there for a few more days. They're trying to evaluate her as to not only her arm, but what she should do when she comes home, because she's really not able to look after herself. She needs help. So the government, the social workers are trying to determine what should be done, and we're trying to determine as well. So you might just pray for Margaret, and you might pray for Long, because he's not here today. He's gone back to China. As often happens when people go back to China, it's to help with their family. And so he's gone back on family matters. So pray for him and for the many others of your friends who also go back to China. And Ruth's father passed away a few days ago. And Ruth would be in China today if she could, but she doesn't have the proper passport.
Tomorrow
you will go to China. So we should pray for Ruth as well in her family situation. Is there anything else we should pray for today? I think there's a seat right here, Spring. Sherry wants you up beside her. All right, anything else to pray for today?
Could you please pray for our kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
God's blessing on them and attract them close to God and
yes.
Keeps them away from the devil's spring.
Yes. All right, it's wonderful when you become a Christian and you trust the Lord. But you want your family to do the same.
Yeah.
That's right. And every mother, every father love their children.
Yes.
They only want what is best for their children. So we're going to keep on praying for your children. Well, let's pray right now, and then we'll get into our study. Lord, we want to thank you that we can pray. And Lord, we thank you also that you want to answer prayer. And so we just take this time to commit these matters that we've spoken about to you. We pray for Margaret Roberts that you will heal her and open her way before her, that she might live in the right place and have the right care that she needs. Bless her, we pray. And then, Lord, the many other requests. Long needs wisdom as he would work with his family and do the other things he has to do in China. And we pray for Ruth as she goes to China tomorrow, that she might take with her the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. And we pray that she will bring hope and encouragement to her family that have lost their father.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we don't just pray for their families, we pray for our families too. Especially, Lord, we pray for our children, that each one might find the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We pray that you will keep them from evil in this life. We pray that they will follow you in this life so that there will be blessing for them. And we pray especially that they will trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, that they might enjoy the bliss of God in heaven. Now, Lord, we pray for ourselves as we study today. Teach us your great truths, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you very, very much. In these studies on this little chart, we're going to ask that you ask questions as you go, because I could easily miss something important for you. There's lots of information summarized on this page. Well, they can ask questions at any time.
Oh, okay.
So last week we learned that when you start over here on this side, all of us are on the broad road that leads to destruction and to death. But the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross to save us and to move us on to a new road that leads to heaven and blessing. And so there's a gate here on the road, or a doorway. And the verse that is referred to, John 10 and 9, says, I am the door. Jesus said, I am the door. He says, if anybody goes through that door, they will be saved and they'll have full pasture in their life. Now, if you're on the broad road, the next thing that happens is death. But if you're on the narrow road, there are two things that could happen. One is death. But the other is what the Bible calls the rapture of the church. And so it's pretty exciting. We're going to read about it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. That's what you've got there. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And this is so important. I think we should, we'll get one of you to read the paragraph starting in verse 13 down to the end of the chapter. You can read that one in Chinese, and then we'll all read it together in English.
So, one by one.
Well, probably better if someone just, a volunteer. Why don't we get a volunteer to read it in Chinese?
13到18。论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。 我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事：我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。 这样，我们就要和主永远同在，所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
All right, let's read it all together now in English.
Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in Him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. All right, so the last line says, encourage each other with these words. This is all good news. It begins with this statement, brothers or brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep. So the Bible says that there are two kinds of dying. Ordinary people, when they die, the Bible says they die. But Christians who believe in Jesus, when they die, the Bible says they fall asleep. So what's the difference between falling asleep and dying? That's right, you wake up again. Yeah. If you fall asleep, you wake up again. But if you die, you won't wake up again. So wherever you read about Christians dying in the New Testament, you read about them falling asleep. Why is that? Because Jesus was only dead for 3 days, and he woke up again. He rose from the dead. We're only dead for a long time if we've trusted the Savior, and then we're going to wake up again. So that's good choice of words.
因为耶稣基督他只死了三天，三天以后他就醒过来，死而复活了。所以我们信他的人也会这样的。
And the problem is that the people who haven't trusted the Lord Jesus don't have hope.
但是那些没有信耶稣基督的人，他们就没有希望了。
But you see, when you do trust the Lord Jesus, you do have hope.
但是我们看到你信了耶稣基督，你就真的有了盼望。
So, I can remember walking across the parking lot, I guess, at the Vancouver General Hospital with my sister.
就是他和 Norma 一起就是走过那个温哥华总医院的那个停车场的时候。
And our father had just died.
那时候他的父亲刚刚过世。
And we were very sad.
我们很悲伤。
And Norma in particular wondered if she couldn't have done something different so that he could have lived a little longer.
然后特别是 Norma, 她不能做什么事情能够让她的父亲活得更长一点。
But we were both very, very happy.
但是我们也很高兴。
Because we knew we were going to see him again. He'd just fallen asleep.
但是我们知道我们在哪里能够再见到他，他只是睡了。
So we had lots of hope.So verse 14 says, we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. Which is very interesting, because it's saying when he comes back, he's not going to come back alone.
这里很有意思，他说主耶稣再来的时候，他不是一个人来的。
Who's going to come back with him when he comes back?
谁会跟他一起来的？到那个时候。
Okay, the answer is he's going to bring his bride with him.
他会带他的新娘一起来。
Okay, God's plan is always that when a bride marries a bridegroom, they stay together.
神的计划总是当一个新郎和一个新娘结婚了以后，他们会永远在一起。
And many of you know the difficulty of not having your husband with you at the same time. Sometimes your husband's in China. That's not very good. You'd better if you were together.
我们在这里面很多姐妹都能体会这样的难处，特别是我们丈夫不在身边的时候。
And so when Jesus comes back, he's going to bring us with him. All right. Now, what you see on the chart is you see this little line here that says the rapture of the church.
对，然后我们看到这条线写的是 rapture of the church, 就是教会被提。
And it may very well come before we die.
它就是在我们死之前发生的。
Okay, but it might also come after we die.
但也可能是在我们死以后发生。
So if we die, we're going to go to this place here, which is called the grave.
如果我们死的话，我们会去这个地方，就是坟墓。
But at the rapture of the church,Our bodies are going to go up to heaven.
但是在教会被提的时候呢，我们的身体就会到天堂里去。
So we've got two lines that read the rapture of the church. This one and this one.
所以这个有两条线指向这个，就是这个是教会被提，这个是身体复活。
So Jesus is going to come, and he's going to take all the Christians up to heaven to be with him.
刚才说的不对，就是教会被提有两个方向，一个是活着的人这样被提，一个是死的人从坟墓里面复活被提。
He's going to take all those who are alive, Christians alive, he'll take them.
然后主再来的时候，一个是他会让所有活着的人直接提到空中去。
And he's going to take those Christians who've already died at the same time they're going up to heaven.
同时他也会让那些已经死了的人从坟墓里面。
All right, verse 16. Let's read that again. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. So the Lord Jesus is in heaven now. And one day, he hasn't told us when, he's going to come back down to the air. And he's going to give a loud shout. And the archangel will be there, and the archangel is going to give a strong command. And the trumpet of God is going to sound, a long blast on the trumpet. And when that happens, the dead in Christ, the dead people, are going to rise first. And then those of us who are alive are going to rise. And the end of verse 17 says, we're going to meet the Lord Jesus in the air. And after that, we will always be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Is that exciting? Absolutely.
Josh is asking what happened after the rapture of the church.
Pardon me?
Yeah, Josh is asking what will happen after the rapture of the church.
That's the rest of the page. Yeah, it's coming. We're coming. All right. But the question is, what is the shout going to be? And I'm not sure. But I think it's going to sound like this. Come on, Harold! Okay, and I think he's going to call each one of us. Yeah. My mother used to call me. My father used to call me. One day Jesus is going to call me. Absolutely wonderful. I think that the devil is going to say, you can't go. But the archangel is going to be there. And the archangel is going to say, you can't stop him. Let him go. And the trumpet of God is going to be there loud and strong. In the Old Testament, the trumpet of God always blew when the people of God were supposed to move. And this trumpet is going to blow, and all God's people are going to move. Now, Josh is saying what happens afterwards. And I don't even know whether we see it here clearly on the chart. We don't see it clearly on the chart. But when you get to this point, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back. Okay? When he comes back at this point, he's going to come back right to the earth. And the Bible says, every eye will see him. The part that I'm referring to is this millennial part. Yes, you can see it. Okay? So, there's two things then. When Jesus comes back to the earth way down at the end here, everybody is going to see him.
这个是到最后主到地上来的时候，每一个人都会看到他。
When he comes to get his church to take them to heaven, every person who's a Christian is going to hear him.
但是他到空中来提他的教会的时候呢，每一个基督徒都能够听到他的叫声。
So when you're studying the Bible, you will read about things that are going to happen in the future.
当你读圣经的时候，你就会读到将来这些事情会怎么样发生。
If it's things you hear, it's going to be talking about the rapture of the church.
当你听他讲你听到的东西的时候，都是指这个教会要被提。
If it's things that you see, it's going to be talking about the fact that Jesus is going to come back to the earth for everybody.
当讲到你要看到的事情的时候，都是关于主到地上来，最后来千禧年审判的那次，就是每个人都能看见。
So you're going to file that away in your memory, so that when you read the Bible, you don't get confused.
所以你要把这个记在脑子里，这样你读圣经指着将来发生的事的时候，你就能区分。
If you do get confused, you're not going to know whether you're here or here.
如果你要搞糊涂的话，你就不知道你到底是属于这部分的还是这一部分。
So if you hear it, only Christians will hear it.
但是只有基督徒才能听到。
When he comes back to the earth, everybody, the good and the bad, and everybody's going to see him.
当他来地上的时候呢？不管好人坏人，每个人都能看见他。
All right. But what happens to Christians who die before the rapture?
那些已经在教会被提前已经死了的人，他基督徒他们是发生什么事呢？
Their bodies go to the grave.
他们的身体埋在坟墓里。
But what happens to their soul and spirit?
但他们的灵和魂去哪儿了呢？
And the Bible says it goes up to heaven to be with Jesus.
圣经里面说他们的灵魂是到天堂和主在一起的。
So somehow we're going to be in heaven with Jesus with not very much of a body.
就是那个时候我们是可能没有这个身体这个没有身体的状态下是跟主在一起的。
And we don't understand much about that. I don't know how to live without a body, frankly. But God knows how to do that because the Holy Spirit lives without a body. So he's going to solve that problem. You might study or read Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Verse 21 says, For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Okay, so what is better for a Christian? To be alive or to be dead? To be dead is better. Okay? So there's something very interesting about this falling asleep. When you say to a little child, now the day is over, you've been playing all day, but now you must go to bed. What does the child say?
No.
I don't want to go to bed. Who wants to? I'm having too much fun. I don't want to go to bed. And mommy says, yes, when you go to bed, you go to sleep.
那对一个小孩来说，他可能玩了一整天了。妈妈说，你今天要去睡觉了。他听到妈妈这么说的时候，他会怎么说？他说，不，我才不想睡觉呢，我还想玩呢。
And so the little child says, I don't want to go to sleep.
小孩说，我不想睡觉。
So when we die, our bodies go to sleep.
但我们死的时候我们的身体睡了。
But our soul and our spirit, they go to be with Jesus. And that's far better. So we don't understand that, but we, on our chart now, we've got two areas. We've got the beginning of heaven for the soul and the spirit, and we've got the grave for the body. So, when we die, the soul and the spirit go up and the body goes down. At the rapture of the church, the body goes up to join the soul and the spirit in Jesus. All right, so that's that's the beginning of our chart. What happens to people who are on the broad road when they die? And the answer is that the bodies go to the same graves that we go to. But their soul and spirit, instead of going up to heaven, their soul and spirit go to hell. Okay? That's very, very sad. There are in the legal system in Canada, there are two kinds of jails or prisons. There is a temporary prison that we call the remand center. And it's a place where people go when it is presumed that they are guilty, they go to await trial. And they may be there for a few days. They may be there for a few months. Sometimes they're there for several years before the ultimate trial takes place. And so hell is like this. It's a remand center. It's a place where people go who are presumed to be guilty, but sentence has not yet been passed. And I'm going to suggest that we read that just because it's most important for us to know that hell is bad. Most people say hell isn't that bad. Some people will even mock and they will say, I had a bad day yesterday. And then they will say, it was hell. And they say that because they don't believe in hell. They have no idea how bad hell is. So most people in the world today don't know how bad hell is. We must. So we're going to go back to Luke chapter 16. And we're going to read what Jesus says about hell. We don't ever want to go there. All right, and I think what we will do is we'll take this paragraph by paragraph. So, if someone can read in Chinese the first paragraph, verses 19 to 21, and then we will all read it in English.
<咳><咳>有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐。 又有一个讨饭的，名叫拉萨路，浑身生疮，被人放在财主门口，要得财主桌上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来舔他的疮。All
right, we'll read it together. There was a rich man
who
was
dressed in purple
and fine linen
and
lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores, longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. All right, that's a pretty dramatic contrast. Two men. Sorry. Jesus says there was a rich man. This isn't a make-believe story. This is a real story with real men. One of them has a real name. The other's just a rich man, but it's a real story that actually took place.
这是主说的，它不是一个编的故事，它是真的有这样一个财主，也有一个名叫拉萨路的人。
The rich man was very, very rich and very, very happy.
这个财主很有钱，也很过得很开心。
The poor man was very, very poor and very, very sick and very unhappy.
那个穷人很穷，然后也病得很厉害，他很也不快乐。
Okay, and the rich, sorry, the poor man was hungry.
这个穷人很饿。And
the rich man didn't care.
但是这个有钱人根本不在。
All right, so. Where did the poor man live?
这个穷人在哪住呢?
At the gate of the rich man.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you drive into your home and you've got a nice gate, you drive in, what do you see when you're at the gate?
如果你回家，你进门的话，你门口能看到什么呢?
The poor man.
Okay, if the poor man were there, you would see him. Every day this rich man drove through, here's the poor man. Do you think the rich man waved at him and said, have a good day?
No.
Okay, let's read the next paragraph, 22 to 24.
好，给我了，是吗？好，后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放到亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉萨路在他怀里，就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉萨路来，用指头蘸。” 用指头尖蘸点水，凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。
Okay, that's to be a pretty tough story.
Okay,
two people died. Which would you rather? What kind of death would you like to have? Here's verse 22. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The other is the rich man died and was buried. Who would you rather be? You'd rather be the man who gets to be carried to Abraham's side when he dies.
可我也不想成为讨饭的呀，我也不想满身生疮啊。
So the people want to, when they alive, they be the rich man, and when they die, they be the poor.
这个比喻是什么啊？
No.
It doesn't work.
That's right. You don't get to be both. You're either one or another. That's the way it is in life, isn't it?
We've... 但他说你不能两者都有，你要不是成为这个，要不成为那个。
We have a saying in English. I don't know whether you have one in Chinese like it. The English saying goes like this. You pay your money and you take your choice. Okay, so when you go to the store, you can either have this one or that one, but you can't have both.
Abraham is a rich man too.
Yes.
And also like David, he's a king.
Yes.
So they are both rich men and poor men.
Yes.
So I think they are in the Lazarus
is
in the
Abraham's
side.
Wait for the rest of the story. You'll see the difference.
Yeah. It's go ahead.
就是这个问题说，他说亚伯拉罕也是一个有钱人，大卫是个王，他们都是又有钱又尊贵的人，但他们不像那个财主那样去地狱了。然后妈妈说，我们读到这个故事下半段，你就会明白这个区别了。
对对对，他一个信一个不信嘛。One believe, one don't believe.
Okay, you get one life. And you start here, everything you do in this life has consequences and rewards and penalties for the next life.
他说你今生你从这里开始你做了一个选择，然后你今生所做的一切都会带来你下就是永生里的惩罚或者奖赏。
So you can't have both.
你不能两个都有。
And it's true, we'll see when we get to the end, the implication of it. But you choose now which you're going to have. It's, we'll keep on going. I'm going to get sidetracked. verse 23 says, in hell, the rich man was in torment.
23节说,
All right, so verse 24 says, he called to Abraham. He said, Father Abraham, have pity on me.
24节说,
When the rich man was alive, did he have pity on Lazarus?
当这个财主活着的时候，他可怜过那个拉萨路吗
？No. No. When he stopped at the gate and waited, Lazarus would say, "Rich man, I'm hungry. Could you please give me something to eat?" The rich man said, "Let's get in. We're driving. Don't talk about it."
当那个财主路过他家门口的时候，拉萨路说，我好饿，你能给我点吃的吗？那个财主根本就没停下来，就说，走吧，走吧，我们进去。
Now the rich man is saying, "Have pity on me."
然后现在这个财主倒说了，可怜我吧。
Abraham could have said, why? You never had pity when you were alive. Why would you expect somebody to have pity on you now?
亚伯拉可能会说，为什么你从来都没有怜悯过别人，为什么现在指望别人怜悯你呢？
So remember, heaven is where you get the rewards for the punishment for what you live now.
我们要记得天堂是那个给你奖赏或者惩罚，就是对你今生所做的事情给你奖赏惩罚的地方。
All right. And what he says is, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am in agony in this fire.
然后财主说，打发拉萨路来，用指头尖蘸点水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。
Is the punishment for sin bad?
对罪的惩罚是很不好的，对吗？是的。
We don't know much about Abraham, about the rich man's sin.
我们不太知道这财 财主的罪到底是什么。
We do know that he didn't care about the poor man.
我们只知道他的确是不关心这个。
But we do know that the result was he had torment and agony.
同时我们也知道他在阴间的时候所受的痛苦是怎么样。
Those are two very bad words in English. I assume they're bad words in Chinese as well.
这是两个在英语里面很不好的单词。
All right, verse 25. Abraham replied, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted and you are in agony.
亚伯拉罕说，儿啊，你该回想你生前享过福，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦。
Why did the rich man get good things and Lazarus bad things? Was it because the rich man was good and Lazarus was bad?
为什么财主在生前能够得到，能享福，然后拉撒路要受苦呢？是因为财主是个好人吗？
No. Probably the rich man was really bad, and the Lazarus was good, and the rich man got all the good things, and Lazarus got all the bad things.
更可能的事情是，更可能的情况是，财主是个坏人，他倒享了福；那个拉撒路是好人，他倒受了苦。
So you've noticed in life, the people around you.
我们观察到生活中也是这样，不是吗？
Yes.
Sometimes the rich people are good, and sometimes the rich people are bad.
Yes.
Sometimes the poor people are good, and sometimes the poor people are bad.
有的时候，穷人也有好有坏的。
All right. So, verse 26, though, and beside all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed.So that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.
不单这样，而且在你我之间有深渊限定，你这人要从这边过到你们那边是不能的，要从那边过到我们这边也是不能的。
All right, so take a look at your chart now.
好，现在我们看这个表。
And here's heaven, and here's hell.Do you notice that there's no lines from hell to heaven?
你看，这是天堂，这是阴间，在这之间是没有线可以相连的。
And there's no lines from heaven to hell?
对，没有一个能从天堂到地狱的这样一条路。
So when is the decision made as to whether or not you're going to be in heaven or in hell? When's that decision made?
你在什么时候可以做一个选择？你到底要去天堂还是地狱呢？
It's
right in here, right at the beginning. You either go on the broad way or go in the narrow way. But if you don't choose to go through the gate, you're on the broad way and you don't get a choice after death. It's interesting, isn't it? You can't change where you are, but you can look and you can see.
这很奇怪，不是吗？你不能选择你不能改变你所在的地方，但是你可以看见另外一个地方。
So just pretend that you're Lazarus.
假设我们就是那个拉撒路。
And it's a beautiful day.
然后非常好的一个天气。
And you're sitting at the gate. And the rich man's guests are coming in. And they sit down at a great big table in the garden. And they all have a really good meal. And you're hungry. And you're looking through the gate. And you're hoping that somebody's going to take a chicken bone and throw it out to you. Okay. And nobody cares. And maybe the rich man says, I think we should plant a tree right between the gate and where we have our picnic, so that we can't see that man when we're enjoying ourselves.
也许那个财主会说，我们还是不 种棵树吧，挡住那个门，这样我们就在野餐的地方不会看见拉萨留在那个门口了。
Now, you'd feel pretty bad if you were Lazarus, watching all those people have all that fun.
你看到那些人在享福的话，哎，你可能会很伤心的。
What would happen if you were in hell?
但如果你在阴间呢？
And you could look and see all the blessings of people in heaven.
对，你也可以看到从天上的人得到的各样的祝福。
That's the amazing thing. This rich man could see Lazarus.
很奇妙，这个财主也能看见拉撒路在天上。
Oh, he said, I made a terrible mistake.
财主说，哎呀，
I never should have come to this place.
其实我真是不应该来这个地方。
And he would have given anything for just a drop of water.
他愿意舍弃他一切的所有，只想换来一滴水。
All right. We better finish our story and then get back to our chart. Verse 27. The rich man answered, Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them. So that they will not also come to this place of torment.
财主说：“我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去，因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。”
Have you ever heard somebody say, "I don't mind if I go to hell; I'm going to have lots of friends there"?
然后你有没有听过有的人说：“哎，我不在乎我去不去地狱，因为我在地狱里有朋友陪我。”
Did the rich man want his brothers to be in hell with him so he could have friends?
那个财主希望他的弟兄们也到阴间去，这样他就可以有朋友陪他吗？
No.
Can I remind you there are no friends?
我要提醒你们，在那里没有朋友。
It's a terrible place. The people who are there don't want friends there.
在阴间的人不希望他们的朋友也在那里。
Verse 29. Abraham replied, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. Okay. Moses and the prophets means a Bible. For you and I, when it says Moses and the prophet, it means the Bible. So we've got the Bible. And so verse 30, the rich man says, No, Father Abraham, he said, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. What's the problem with Lazarus, sorry, with the rich man's brothers? What was their problem? Was their problem that they were rich? Was the problem that they they didn't give money to the poor people? Their problem was they would not repent. That's the whole thing. They wouldn't repent.
Okay.
You can't go to heaven unless you repent. It's all very simple. Here you are, going down the broad way. Now, somebody says, you're on the wrong road. You've got to go this way. And to repent means you change direction and you say, I'm going to leave the broad road and I'm going to go on the narrow road. You've got to repent.
最核心的问题就是让你悔改。你原来在这个宽路上，然后有人跟你说你走错路了，然后你要走那个窄路。这时候你要调转方向，不再走这宽，走这个窄路。这个叫 repent。
So when you repent of all the bad things on the Broadway。
就是当你悔改的时候，你就离弃所有在宽路上不好的东西。
When you choose the narrow way, you choose the Lord Jesus。And what he lives and says for us, we say, Jesus, I'm going to go with you.
就是你 选择窄路的话，你就是选择了主，就是他所说的你都。
So you can imagine the story of the very, very popular girl.
你可以想象这样一个故事，一个很受欢迎的女孩。
And the phone is always ringing.
嗯，那她的电话总是响个不停。
And there's another boy saying, can you come out with me, please? I want to. And there's this boyfriend and that boyfriend and the other boyfriend and the other boyfriend.
她有很多男朋友，每个男朋友都说你跟我来。
And then one day she says, I'm going to marry Waldo.
然后有一天她会说我要跟 Waldo 结婚了。
What happens when all the other boys phone?
然后那些男孩的电话还会响吗？
No.
She says, not anymore. I'm going with Waldo.
然后我说我和 Waldo 结婚了，你们不要再打我电话。
And when you choose the narrow road, you choose Jesus.
当我们选择窄路的时候，我们就选择了耶稣基督。
And when you choose Jesus, you say no to all the other things that are on the broad road.
对，然后你选择耶稣基督了以后，你就跟在宽路上其他的东西说，不，我不要再来找我。
What was wrong with those brothers?
这些弟兄们有什么问题呢？
They weren't prepared to repent and leave the broad road to go with Jesus.
他们不准备悔改，不准备离开这个宽路到主耶稣那里去。
Okay, now read verse 31. 31 says, He said to them, If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, or they will not believe, even if someone rises from the dead.
亚伯拉罕说，若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝，不听劝也是相信的。
Okay, a lot of people say, well, I would believe if I saw some more miracles.
有人会说，我要看到点奇迹，神迹我就相信了。
That's not the problem.
这不是解决问题的办法。
The problem is, we've got to accept what the Bible says. We know we're sinners.
我们要相信圣经里的话。
The rich man knew that Lazarus was hungry.
那个财主知道拉撒路饿的。
The problem was, the rich man wouldn't repent, and he wouldn't believe.
问题就是这个财主不准备悔改，他不准备相信。
And so you and I have got to repent and believe.
我们每个人都要悔改，并相信。
Okay, so that's the difference on our chart.
这是我们这图上两个不同的结局。
So you can't really see it clearly, but it's here. Along the top is what happens to people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Along the bottom is what happens to people who die and don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And what happens in the middle here, it's hard to see,is what happens to people who aren't dead yet.
中间这部分是关于那些还没有死的人他们发生的事情。
So you've got the dead believers, the dead unbelievers, and in the middle, you've got people who are still alive,
who haven't died yet. 下面是死了的不信的人，中间是还活着的人。
So, what's going to happen then after the rapture,And the church has gone to heaven, but there's going to be lots of people left on the earth. And the Bible says, what comes then is a time of great tribulation. Tribulation is a big word which means real trouble.Okay, but this is going to be a time of real trouble for all the people who are left on the earth. They haven't died yet. They didn't choose the narrow way. So, something's going to happen to them. What do you think would happen to the world if all the Christians went to heaven?
大家想一下，如果所有的基督徒都已经去天堂的话，这地上会发生什么呢？
Sin and no love, no hope.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Going to be a big problem.
No,
you take all the good people away, what are you going to get? Bad people.
你把所有的好人都提走以后，剩下地上都是坏人了。
If you take good people away, there's no conscience for the bad people. All right, so let's take a look at a verse or two. Matthew chapter 24. Actually, the Bible is full of warnings. And so much of what you read in the Bible is a description of what's going to happen right there, the tribulation period. So this is Matthew chapter 24, and we will read just a couple of verses. Maybe Yanling, why don't you read verse 3 and then we'll read it in English.
Okay. 我读一下第三节啊。耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事，你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
So this is a story, I will read it in English. Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives. The disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Okay, something very dramatic is going to happen now in the last half of this chart. What is the sign? When's it going to happen? What is it going to be?
这些门徒学生问这后半部分，发生的时候到底有什么预兆呢？
All right. Verse 4 says, Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you. Okay, there's lots of lies in the world. And what people most want to do, what the devil most wants to do, is to deceive us regarding what is going to happen.
这个魔鬼最想欺骗我们的就是让我们不知道将来到底应该发生什么。
So, many people will say, I think what's going to happen next is we're going to get a cure for cancer, and we're going to have no more wars.
有的人会说，我们将来就是癌症就会被治愈的，然后也不会有战争了。
And I'm not sure whether it's Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg, but they are trying to fund so that everybody will live far, far longer. And they're paying billions of dollars so that people can live longer.
然后比尔盖茨和另外一种不知道，他们在建立一个基金，就是想研究怎么使人能够一直活着。
So is that Gates or Zuckerberg? Zuckerberg? Facebook, Zuckerberg. All right. Okay.
I don't really know anything about this.
She doesn't even know who Mark Zuckerberg is.
All I know is this.
He's
so young.
Yeah. We don't need to know him. That's right. All right. But he still thinks he can cure, and we're going to live forever.
Yeah, he's really successful in the world. Yeah, we will be better than, yeah.
他相信他可以帮助人永远活着。
He's also Jewish.
Yes.
He is. Yeah.
他是个犹太人。
All right. That's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is the church is going to go to heaven. And then the world is going to have terrible trouble. This is what they're going to be. Verse 5. Many will come in my name claiming I am Christ and will deceive many.
Because there are many people who will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and will deceive many.
And these people will be saying, well, listen, you follow me, everything's going to be fine. I've got it all worked out, everything's going to be fine. Verse 7. Nation will rise against nation. Wars. And kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are just the beginning of sorrows or birth pangs. All right. Verse 12. Because of the increase of wickedness, that's what's coming, the love of most will grow cold. And many other passages in the Bible, I would think hundreds of chapters in the Bible, talk about the great sorrows that are coming here in the Great Tribulation. I think it's repeated so often that people will have no excuse for ignoring the warnings. Okay, sometimes you're driving down a highway. And the highway, the sign says, caution, problems ahead. And then as you go further, you see some flashing lights. And then as you drive further, you see some wooden barricades. And maybe when you get even further, there's a flagman. And he says, the bridge is out ahead. Don't go any further. Because if you did, you'd drive around the corner at a great speed. There's no bridge here. You go off into the... Okay? And so the worse the consequence, the more frequent and the more stern the warnings. Okay? So, you can read the Old Testament prophets. You can read the writings of the Lord Jesus. You can read the book of Revelation. And from chapter 6 to chapter 20, it's terrible, 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 terrible. Why does God do that? He says, don't go there. Okay? You wouldn't want to die and go down here. He says, you don't want to live and be here in the tribulation. As a matter of fact, there's some verses in the Bible that say that this tribulation is going to be so bad. Revelation chapter 9. This tribulation is going to be so bad that people are going to want to commit suicide. And they can't. That's how bad it is. People will say, I want to die, I want to die. But they can't take a pill. They can't, for some reason, they can't even cut their neck. They can't kill themselves. This is a terrible time. Why is this going to be a terrible time? Because God is going to set up his kingdom. and he can't set up his kingdom until the bad people are taken out of the kingdom.
除非这些坏人都清理掉，不在他这个国里了。Okay,
so how do you get to be good?
你怎么才能成为好人呢？
You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and he changes you.
然后他，你相信耶稣基督，他就会改变你。
But if there's no bad things in the kingdom, then two things have got to happen. Either you get changed on the inside, mm-hmm. or God changes you and takes you away into hell on the outside.
怎么能让神的国度里面没有坏的东西呢？两条路，一个就是你相信他，然后他改变你，把你变成好的；还有一个就是神把你清除掉。
So there can't be wonderful things at the end until all the bad things are taken out in the middle.
为了我们达到最后那个完美的那个新世界的时候，我们神一定要把所有坏的东西都清理掉。
So God's either got to take the bad things out of you and me,
神要把我们里面那个坏的东西拿走。
Or he's got to take us out.
或者他就把我们扔出去。
That makes sense. That's logical. All right. So we say, oh, that's the case. I can go through this gate right over here. Let's get started right on this. This is it. This is good news. This is where I want to go. All right. So the tribulation then is the time of great trouble on the earth. It's a time especially for trouble for Jewish people, but it's a trouble for everybody else on the earth. Terrible times ahead. And you know that's what's going to happen. Because if you take all the good people out, it's only bad people left. And bad people do bad things.
大灾难就是特别是对以色列人要经历的，但同时地上所有的民族也都要经历。我们可以想象，如果好人都被提走的话，这个地上都是坏人，坏人就会做很坏的事情。
So somebody was asking the other day, I'm not sure who it was, what about the Battle of Armageddon? And the Battle of Armageddon is a commonly referred to event. People in the world, if you speak to them at work, and you say, do you know anything about the Battle of Armageddon? They'll say, oh, that's pretty bad at the end. It's very common. People know a little bit about the Battle of Armageddon.
在西方世界里面，人们或多或少都知道一点阿米奇顿大战。你问他什么是阿米奇顿大战的话，他都知道，就是它是末世要发生的事情。
And so you see that, again, just a little past the middle of the chart, after the tribulation, there's the Battle of Armageddon.
在这图里，就在大灾难后面，就是阿米奇顿大灾。And
there is a sense in which that is the wind-up battle, the final battle between good and evil before the Lord Jesus sets up his kingdom.
这是在神在主耶稣建立他的国度之前的善恶之间的一场大决战。
There is a particular plain is probably the word we would use in Israel today, called Megiddo.
它是发生在以色列现在以色列一个平原地区叫Megiddo.
And it's a very wide, almost a valley, but it's flat. It's very wide, probably 15-20 miles north-south. Maybe 30-40 miles east-west. Great big flat plain. It's in the north of Israel. Off a little further to the west is the city of Haifa and the Mediterranean Sea.
然后在这它的西边是海法，海法是一个城市。Off
to the east is a long hill down to the Sea of Galilee.
然后它到东边是一个海岸，然后到西边是海岸。 面呢就是往下走就接近那个加利利海。
Up to the north, just on the north side, is the city of Nazareth, where the Lord Jesus was born. Or not born, where he lived. City of Nazareth. And so you got this great big flat valley. Something like the Fraser Valley. Very, very flat. And that's right, Norma says no trees. Very, very good fertile soil. And there were in Bible days many very important battles there. It's a good battlefield, a good place to, if you're going to go for a war, go there. Good place to fight. And Napoleon Bonaparte, he was the French emperor, he was there, he looked down from the mountain, and he saw the valley. He said, this is the best place for war. The word Armageddon means the mountain of Megiddo. That's right. Megiddo is the valley, and there's a mountain or a hillside on the west near Haifa. And when you go to Israel, like Norma and I and many others did a few years ago, you can stand on this hill and you can see the whole valley. Okay, and so the Bible teaches us in many different places that at the end of the tribulation time, all of the nations of the world are going to say, we are going to get rid of Israel, we're going to get rid of Jerusalem, and we're going to get rid of God's Christ.
然后到末世的时候，世界上所有的民族都会聚集起来，说我们要消灭以色列，消灭耶路撒冷，消灭神的基督。
So they're going to come from all over the world to get there.
对，然后从世界各地都到这个地方来。
In particular, they're going to come from the east.
特别是要从东边来。
Okay. Now, what all that means, we don't know. They're certainly going to come from the land of Iran and Iraq and other eastern places. Okay. They probably will come from India. Because India isn't very far away. But they're probably also going to come from China. Okay? So what are the Chinese government doing now? They are rebuilding the Silk Road, aren't they? Okay? And they're rebuilding so that they can have trade between the Middle East and the Far East. There's got to, they've opened, or they are opening up that Silk Road. And the Bible says that there are going to be so many people coming that God is actually going to dry up the Euphrates River so that these people can come up through the Euphrates River bed.
就那很多人都要来，那时候神就会把幼发拉底河弄干，然后让他们从这个河道上就走过来。
They're going to come to this famous valley of Megiddo, and the war will be fought from the vantage point, the hill of Megiddo that overlooks the valley. So that's Armageddon, the hill of the Megiddo Valley.
然后他们都会去那个平原，然后战士就会从那个山上打响，就是那个山峰，就是阿米奇的那个山上打响。
The Bible says that there are going to be lots of soldiers there.
会有很多很多的士兵在那里。
The Bible says there are going to be 200 million soldiers.
圣经里说会有2亿的士兵。
Okay, that's a lot in an army. 200 million against the little country of Israel. And the nations of the world are going to say, we're not going to have Israel here anymore. We are going to destroy them. And they'll all be gathered together.
全世界的人都反对以色列，他们要把以色列消灭掉，所以他们都集中在这里要消灭以色列。
All right, let's read a couple of these verses together then. The book of Revelation. our time is gone.
It's exciting.
Yes.
星期了，星期他去攻打那个列王之民的。
Revelation chapter 19. All right, we'll start reading Revelation chapter 19. Let's read verse 17. And I saw an angel standing in the sun who cried with a loud voice to all the birds flying in midair.
我又看见一位天使站在日头中，向天空所飞的鸟大声喊着说，
Come gather together for the great supper of God.
你们聚集来赴神的大筵席。
So that you may eat the flesh of kings, generals, and mighty men, of horses, their riders, the flesh of all people, free, slave, small, and great.
可以吃君王与将军的肉，壮士与马和骑马者的肉，并一切自主的、为奴的，以及大小人民的肉。
Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against the rider on the horse, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his army.
我看见那兽和地上的君王，并他们的众军都聚集，要与骑白马的，这骑白马的就是主耶稣基督，并他的军兵征战。
But the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who had performed the miraculous signs on his behalf. With these signs, he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur.
那兽被擒拿，那在兽面前曾行奇事，疑惑受兽印记和拜兽像之人的假先知，也与兽同被擒拿，他们两个就活活的被扔在烧着硫磺的火湖里。
The rest of them were killed with the sword that came out of the mouth of the rider on the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves on their flesh.
其余的被骑白马者口中出来的箭杀了，飞鸟都吃饱了他们的肉。
All right, well that's as much as we've got time for.
我们时间就够讲到这里了。
Can I tell you something very nice? That is not the end.
Okay. 我要跟大家讲一件好的事情，就是这不是最终的结果。
That is the beginning of the end. The bad has got to be removed in order for the good to come. So Jesus is going to destroy his enemies so that he can set up his really good kingdom.
这个是末了的开始，就是为了要有最后的那个好的那个结局，要先把不好的给除去。
Say so.Next week is the good news.
下一期我们讲一个好的。
Very good. Yes.
Years now.
Yes. Okay. Okay, so where are we now? We're right here.
我们现在在哪儿呢？我们住在这一开始这个地方。
And Norma says, choose now.Okay, say, all right, I've learned enough. Okay, I don't want to go this way. I don't want to go this way. I want to go this way.
Come.
Yeah.
Come through
the narrow gate.
The narrow gate. The narrow gate.
Come to Jesus.
Amen. All right, let's have a word of prayer and thank you all. Lord, we're thankful that our blessed God has made a way to escape. We're all sinners and we all deserve judgment for our sins. But we're thankful that Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood so that our sins could be forgiven. And so he says to each of us today, you come, come through the gate. You come to me. So we pray that each of us will say, Lord, that's what I want to do. I want to go. I want to come to Jesus. So we thank you and pray that you'll just bless each one of us. And as we prayed earlier, Lord, help us as we explain these things to our families, because we want them to come to Jesus too. And we give thanks now in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all.